San Francisco is, of course, the official host city for the Super Bowl on Sunday. But the game itself between the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos will be played 45 miles away. It'll be in the Silicon Valley city of Santa Clara. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports that distance has made security for the game even more complicated than usual.
I'm standing near the foot of Market Street in downtown San Francisco at the entrance of Super Bowl City. It's an enclosed venue occupying several blocks. It's free to the public, and inside there's music, food, drink, commercial displays, and interactive games for all ages. There's hundreds of people standing in line waiting to go through a metal detector to get inside, and outside there's police standing by carrying high-powered rifles.
Oh, that's good security. I love that.
Rich Alonzo, a retired public transit manager, and his wife, Mary Jo, are standing in line.
I hate to say we have to live like this.
They have snipers up there too, right?
Somewhere, yeah. But security is about more than officers with guns. An estimated 1 million people will descend on the San Francisco Bay Area to be part of the Super Bowl festivities. The plan to protect them started more than 2 years ago, and today, the security hub is many miles to the south. Inside a nondescript building in Silicon Valley, 6 miles from where the Super Bowl will be played, there's a large cafeteria room with the window shades drawn closed. The room is crammed full with computers, screens large and small, phones, and miles of wires and cables, all of the tools of a pop-up high-tech war room for more than 24 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies working 24/7. Security is so tight that I was allowed to see the room, but I wasn't permitted to record any sound in the FBI's Information Operations Center. John Lightfoot is a special agent in charge for San Francisco. His description of the room is pretty technical.
This center has multiple high-speed, low-drag, redundant communications capabilities where we take in information and spit it back out.
Lightfoot is talking about collecting and sharing everything from officer field reports and 911 calls to traffic and weather alerts, camera images, and radiological sensors posted around the region, not to mention social media. Part of the job of processing all of that information comes to Brian Ware. He's a chief technology officer for a Virginia-based company called Haystacks Technologies. He's worked on 6 other Super Bowls. Ware says compared with last year's game in Glendale, Arizona, this one is more logistically challenging, partly because the game will be played 45 miles away from where tens of thousands of fans will be lodging in San Francisco.
You know, you can't get hardly anywhere in the Bay Area without going through 2 hours worth of traffic.
Ware says one of the main challenges is coordinating information between different law enforcement agencies with different chains of command throughout the region.
All those kinds of things need to be enabled much more by technology because you don't have the benefit of kind of close geography.
Even with all the sexy hardware, security officials stress the need for human intelligence. That's why their mantra to the public all week has been see something, say something. FBI Special Agent John Lightfoot says it isn't the threat of a foreign terrorist attack that keeps him up at night. Something else worries him.
There's that one person out there who decides they want to do something and we miss it. For whatever reason, the public hasn't shared it with us or just not appeared on our radar screen. The lone offender keeps me up.
So far, there are no credible threats against the Super Bowl, and security officials have been noticeably tight-lipped. As one big event security specialist puts it, plans known are plans defeated. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.